With WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson. The city of Rhinelander was one of dozens of municipalities in Wisconsin to receive funding for safe drinking water projects, but it's no longer doing the project the money is intended for. Before the city had permission from Nicolet College, it applied for money from the state to build a new well on its property. The city is currently down two wells because of PFAS contamination. The college denied the city's request to dig a well on their property, so instead the city council voted to take steps towards treating the offline wells that are contaminated. In an email to WXPR, City Administrator Patrick Reagan said the city, quote, will not be able to utilize these funds for a new well. The city was set to get more than $7 million in financial assistance through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program. The city will apply for the loan program again for the treatment facility, but that is still in the pilot testing phase. Locally, the Village Apprentice and the City of Phillips are set to receive funding from this program for the water main work. The Wisconsin Assembly is in session today. Among the bills they're considering is one that would limit what people could spend SNAP benefits on. Soft drinks and candy would no longer be allowed to be purchased. Several states, including Nebraska, Iowa, Oklahoma, and Texas, have made similar changes. Each state has a set definitions for what is considered candy or carbonated beverage. Those in favor of the change say it is part of an effort to promote healthier eating. Some opposed to the changes say the definitions are confusing and do not tackle the heart of accessible nutrition. This was Governor Evers' response to the proposed bill.
I think that's something that people can figure out locally. I don't think legislators should be kind of mandating things like that. So hopefully they have better things to do.
Evers made the comment during a visit to the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry this week. The pantry has seen an increase in household registrations following the delay in SNAP benefits being released earlier this month. Plea negotiations are underway for a Wisconsin judge accused of helping an immigrant evade federal agents. Interim U.S. Attorney Brad Schimmel said Tuesday that discussions are ongoing in the case against Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. Her attorneys, however, haven't shown a willingness to accept any offer. Dugan's trial is set for December 15th. She faces charges of obstruction and concealing an individual to prevent arrest. The case has become a flashpoint in President Donald Trump's immigration crackdown. Dugan's defense claims she did nothing wrong. She could face up to 6 years in prison if convicted. Wisconsin educators are emphasizing how crucial professional educators are to schools and the challenges they face when trying to help some of the most vulnerable students. It's Education Support Professionals Day, as well as American Education Week. Judith Reese Branch reports.
A special education paraprofessional in Green Bay, Jamie Komorowski, currently works one-on-one with high school students with disabilities. In Wisconsin, these so-called ESPs make up about a third of all public school staff. But Komorowski says it's not enough. She emphasizes that understaffing often forces her to reprioritize urgent matters on a daily basis and notes retention for ESPs is a challenge due to low wages.
Oftentimes, people absolutely love the work that they do, but they cannot afford to keep this job because they have bills to pay. And unfortunately, when you're being paid poverty wages, you've got to make some decisions.
About one-third of ESPs make less than $25,000 per year. Komorowski says a nationwide push continues for states to adopt an ESP Bill of Rights that includes articles to ensure fair compensation, affordable health care, paid leave, appropriate workload and staffing, and rights to collectively bargain. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The first tribally owned Popeyes franchise is now open in Minocqua. The Lac-Flambeau Business Development Corporation celebrated the official grand opening yesterday. Community members from Lac-Flambeau and the Minocqua area, tribal leadership, and local officials gathered for the historic event. The tribe says the moment highlights not only economic growth and job creation for the tribe, but also the opportunity to build stronger partnerships and relationships between communities. The Business Development Corporation says the restaurant will create new employment opportunities for both tribal and non-tribal community members while expanding the tribe's growing non-gaming economic portfolio. With WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.